not so much distract you from the profound. You'll see more fully and more readily that they're not separate. And you won't kick yourself for forgetting. Same example. Last moment, Christ on the cross, he forgot. For a minute, the anguish was so great, for a minute he forgot.
That everyone in this room has been like felt the divine or touched by the divine. Like I kind of feel uncomfortable by that because I feel like it feeds my ego and I get like I feel like really special. And then I feel like that's wrong. Like that's not how I should feel. And then I get like angry at myself for feeling like, oh, you're one of the people that have been felt by the divine. So it's just thing that starts, even though I do really agree, I do feel very much in touch with something, but I don't like feeling that other people aren't.
So it's like everybody in the world is walking down the same road. And some people are at mile one, and some people are at mile 93, and some people are at mile 50. And those people who haven't been touched by the divine, let's say everything from mile zero to mile 50 is not touched by the divine. They're not better people, worse people. The people who are at mile 80 are not better than the people at mile 50 or mile 40 or mile 10. It just hasn't happened yet. So if you understand that, if you understand that it's a question of perspective, distance, not who's higher, who's lower, who's better, who's not better. That's the right understanding. The person who's walked further isn't better than the person who hasn't gotten there yet. It's the truth. There is nothing special. If you've been touched by the divine and now you're saying you recognize that, it doesn't make you better than anybody in any way. It just means you've gotten to mile 51. Maybe you didn't even walk. Maybe somebody carried you, I don't know. There's no way to take specialness from it, but the mind can take specialness in anything. Anything. You can have a humiliating experience. The mind will tell you it's because you're special in some way, in some devious way. It will turn it into that. So, what I'd like to say to you is that's great news that you recognize that mind game. The problem would be if you didn't recognize it. The fact that you recognize it means it's not a problem. It means it's going to take care of itself through your own understanding. So I wouldn't worry about it. I would keep noticing the tendency of the mind, which is not your mind, which is any mind, to aggrandize, to inflate, and to tell ourselves, I'm something.